Track 5, Clough Mill. If you look back along the path you've just come down, from where you are standing by the information board, the area on the left was once a large mill pond or lodge.
Well, Neil, we've walked down from the dam, and we are at the side of a stream here in the wood. And indeed, if you listen carefully in the background, you may be able to hear a robin or certainly blue tits in the trees. So it's a very pleasant spot, but it wasn't always quite like this, was it?
No, originally this would have been the mill pond for the mill further down the stream there. Originally it would have been that the water would have backed up to cover the whole of this area, and rather than you see the river now, it would have been a big mill pond, completely different in the past.
But now a very pleasant sort of, I don't know, oasis for, or haven for wildlife.
Yes, certainly. Like you say, we can hear certain birds around and evidence of other little animals around. It's a really nice spot to stop and have a look around.
Originally, water was supplied from the mill lodge into a goit or mill race to power a water wheel. The flag path, where the information board is located, is on the site of the former mill race of Clough Mill, which was water-powered up to about 1820. The mill was the first in the town to use steam power after this date. Clough Mill was an imposing building towering over almost all other surrounding buildings. It occupied the area of what is now the car park adjacent to Wormsgate, and much of the land to the rear of the new ship, Independent Methodist Chapel and Sunday School. Clough Mill produced a wide range of fancy woven textiles, and in later years was taken over by the Silent Night Bed Manufacturing Company before being demolished in the 1970s. Clough Mill was a large mill employing many local people. Dennis Cairns, who lived near the mill, has vivid memories of what it was like as hundreds of mill workers made their way in the early morning to their work.
I remember, because I lived in a terraced house, the end of a terraced house, every morning when the hooters went at the various mills round about 6:30 in the morning, and they all had a different tone, so you could recognise which mill was ready, had got sufficient steam, and I certainly remembered all the clatter of clogs as they went past our end terraced house, because that's what woke me. And that would go on for about, 10 to 15 minutes, and then it would be quiet, except for the odd one who got up late, and you hear a much quicker clitter, clatter, clitter, clatter coming along the pavement.
Follow the footpath for 100 yards or so until you meet the main road at Wormsgate. Play track 6 when you're opposite the row of shops.